T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
For Chad on this Tuesday, Chad with his son Q today. Q sadly suffered another seizure, first one in a while. So Chad is with his son today, understandably, and we are thinking about Chad and, of course, Q, and we're taking your well wishes on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line 651-461-9226. Obviously very snowy outside. Hopefully you're safe. We do have all up-to-dated snow information on our website, WCCORadio.com. That includes early school closures and snow emergencies. We talk about second chances quite a bit in giving people second chances, including people who have done wrong in their lives, maybe even done jail time or prison time. And we talk about rehabilitation. We talk about second chances. I bring that up because of Geronimo Yanez. Geronimo Yanez was the St. Anthony police officer who shot and killed Philando Castile during a traffic stop in 2016. Horrific story. He went on trial for manslaughter, and he was acquitted. That story is one of those that I was off that day, and I remember exactly where I was when I heard that a jury had acquitted Geronimo Yanez. He is not a cop anymore. He is not a police officer, rightly so. I think if that case exposed anything, it shows that Geronimo Yanez should not have been a police officer. He was tried and acquitted of the charges against him. He has since sought to become at least a substitute teacher. And a state board, the State Education Licensing Board, prevented him from doing that. He applied to be a substitute teacher for the state to get a state license, and it was rejected. It's in the news because the Minnesota Court of Appeals has ordered that the licensing board inappropriately denied that teaching license for Geronimo Yanez for immoral character or conduct. That ruling based on what had happened, the traffic stop that killed Philando Castile. Philando Castile, by the way, who worked in the St. Paul School District, and by all accounts was beloved by students and somebody who is missed by a lot of people. So Geronimo Yanez wants to become a substitute teacher. He's already taught part-time at a part-time Spanish teacher at a private parochial school. And I say, if you give people who have served prison time, people who have done a crime, served their time, if we give those people second chances, then why not someone who was not convicted? I am not in any way defending what Geronimo Yanez did as a police officer. That moment, if you think that he was justified in shooting and killing Philando Castile, you're wrong. But he was acquitted by a jury of his peers. He's not going to be a police officer again, nor should he be. But if he's trying to move on with his life, do something good with his life, should we stop him from doing that? Is the State Education Board right in saying he doesn't have the right moral character to be a substitute teacher? I think that Geronimo Yanez wants to move on with, and I get it. Philando Castile can't move on with his life. He's dead. Died in a horrific way. Should not be dead. He should not have been shot and killed by Geronimo Yanis, who was clearly not prepared for that traffic stop and not a good police officer at all. But should those actions prevent him from doing something else with his life, including teaching children? And it's not lost on me that Philando Castile also, not necessarily a teacher, but had a big impact on school kids. In fact, Joe Gothard, who's the superintendent of schools for St. Paul, testified against Geronimo Yanis receiving a teaching license. But I'm just curious as to how far we're willing to go to let someone have a second chance at life. Again, I haven't talked to Geronimo Yanis. I don't know his state of mind as to how remorseful he is for what happened. But if we believe him that he wants to do something else with his life and some positive impact, should we stand in the way of that? Should the state stand in the way of that? 651-461-9226. That's the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. Feel free to call in or text in. I just feel, Dave, that as horrific as it was, and again, even if he were convicted of manslaughter or second-degree murder like Derek Chauvin was, if he serves his time and comes out of it and wants to do something else with his life, who are we to say that he can't do that? He can't find another outlet, can't find something else to do with his life and hopefully have a positive impact on other people.
It's tricky because obviously we're talking about kids,
mm-hmm.
and that's different than, say, he wanted a license to be an accountant.
Yeah.
He wants to get into the classroom with kids. And boy, I really struggle with this one because on one hand, I want him to get a second chance to do good, to impact others in a positive way. And it seems like, as a society, we're very quick to say not only, yes, second chance, but not anywhere near me. I mean, come on,
yes.
Second chance, but, not in my neighborhood. I think that's one thing I struggle with. And, as a substitute teacher, I don't know, does the board have do they have a reason to say, you know what, you being in the classroom, knowing your history and knowing, yeah, time has passed and time will continue to pass, but it might not be the best learning environment with kids or with families who
mm-hmm.
who know why your name has been in the news.
And race is a part of it, too. I mean, yes, Geronimo Yanis is a man of color, but he was teaching Spanish in a school with predominantly white kids. And if you don't think that, okay, if he's in a school now with black kids or African-American kids, that doesn't factor into the sensitivity of the situation considering what happened to Philando Castile.
Sure.
You just have to be aware of that. It's just absolutely part of the story that you cannot deny and you cannot ignore. And I see that. You nail. I mean, if it's a different role, if he wants to be an accountant or if he wants to do something else with his life, obviously if he wants to be a cop again, then most of us are saying, I don't think so. Obviously he proved you couldn't be a police officer. So yeah, our second chances only extend so far, but I feel like if this is a situation where he wants to better himself and better others, let's say he's taking, and again, we don't know that. I mean, he could see it as just an opportunity to make a few dollars as a substitute teacher. To me, if somebody wants to teach others, that tells me what's in their heart and they want to, because teachers don't get into the job to become rich. I have faith that most teachers get into it because they want to help young people and they want to educate our youth and have a positive impact in life. And I would hope that would be the case as to why Geronimo Yanis wants to be a teacher. I just feel like it's certainly in a case where somebody, again, and you can disagree 100% with the jury's decision, but that case went to trial and a jury made the decision. and now he wants to do something else with his life. And the state education board says no, and now the appeals court says, well, reconsider it. And they're not telling the education board, by the way, to say, give him his license. They're just saying, revisit it. This immoral character conduct ruling that you provided, how specific is that to what he's doing, wanting to become a teacher? 651-461-9226. I think he deserves a second chance to do something good with his life. And if being a substitute teacher is what he wants to do, I feel like he should have that opportunity. Maybe I'm wrong, but let me know. Call or text 651-461-9226. That's the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line. Your reaction to that story next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
What if part of the process of Geronimo Yanis being a teacher was to explain who he is and what happened during that traffic stop near the state fair in 2016? And explaining what happened and the history of that, the history of policing in America. I'm wondering if that would change the views on some people maybe who aren't willing to, A, give him a second chance, or B, allow him to be an educator. Henry Lake texting back and forth with him. He says, second chance for him? Yes. Education is the occupation? No. He'd rather see him have a different occupation. And I get that. I totally understand that. Mike has called in on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text line. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, as I was telling the other guy, you know, I have 25 years plus in law enforcement, and I'm angry. I don't believe that, you know, this could have gone the other way. I mean, they could have ended up burying that officer. He was doing his job in a split second as a human being, and he ordered him to not go for that gun, and he kept reaching for it. And people think that, you know, we're not robots. We're human beings. We have a lot of training. And when you're in that position, nobody knows how they're going to react. It's fight or flight. And I agree with what he did, because all he had to do was comply with the officer's order, and he'd still be alive today.
Mike,
and he didn't.
Now
the officer's out of a job. He's trying to make his life, put it back together, and do something good with his life and give back in a way that he feels would be beneficial. And I think that the courts looked at the ruling by the Minnesota agency.
Yep. Let me just stop you there because those have been established, and I get it, and I'm coming from this as I think he should be able to have a second chance at life in a different occupation, and you obviously coming from a law enforcement background would know much better, but I am just saying in that moment I get it, but this has been, I mean, it just seemed to me that Geronimo Yanis in that moment was escalated that situation with not being able to de-escalate it. I also have relatives who are in law enforcement. I totally understand that each day on the shift could be their last. I just feel like that situation is one where we can look at where Philando Castile had a legal ability to carry that weapon. And it just, to me, was the failure was on the officers.
When you get your weapon to carry permit and the training that you have, they explain to you what you're supposed to do when you're encountered by a police officer. Mm-hmm. There's a procedure that you're supposed to follow, and it's called comply with the officer, do what they ask you to do, and don't make any sudden moves. Don't go grabbing the gun or anything out of your pockets, and the guy would still be alive today. And whether or not Giannis escalated or de-escalated or didn't do this or didn't do that, you know, we're all playing armchair quarterback. Until you're in that situation, nobody knows how you're going to react.
We're also playing armchair quarterback into how Philando Castile reacted too. And I feel like, yeah. Thank you, Mike, for the call. And my point there is that we lost Mike. Sorry about that. I'm not ready to retry Geronimo Giannis. And people are texting me, you know, how can you say that he was not fit to be a cop? In that moment, and watch the video and his, I mean, if you think he gave him a full chance, and I get it, but to me, and this is the frustrating part, because none of us know how we're going to react, would react if we were a police officer in that situation, but we're trained. You would feel that we're trained to, I mean, and again, maybe this points to the problem that we're facing policing, where it's just, where we've come to this spot where it's, you know, it's just us against them. And you feel like every situation is a threat to your life and a danger to your life. And it's been proven that that can be the case, that cops are killed all the time, but that suddenly is the go-to defensive moment where it's either you or me. When there's a situation where, yeah, Philando Castile did a lot wrong too, but he shouldn't have died for it. And that situation where we're at is the root of the problem. But I didn't want this to get into a case where we're retrying Geronimo Giannis. Again, he was acquitted. He was acquitted of what he was charged with. And the fact that you can disagree 100% with that acquittal, and you can feel like he doesn't deserve a second chance, whether it's in law enforcement or another line of work. A lot of people saying, texting on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, that not with kids. I don't want him teaching kids. But again, I'll go back to what I opened the segment with. What if he's talking in class about what he did, what he happened? Maybe he has regrets to what he did. I sure hope he does. But pointing that out to young people so we can have a better understanding of the relationship between police and people of color, try to get to a better spot where we don't have to keep talking about this and you have to keep having cases of officers who are now behind bars or out of work and black men who are dead because of a wrong move or a wrong decision, split-second decision by a police officer. 651-461-9226. Again, the snow continuing to fall, winter storm warning until 9 o'clock. You can go on our website, WCCORadio.com. We got all kinds of information. I know there's some snow emergencies already in effect and some early school closures. Jamie Ukas probably is not in the snow. I feel like she's probably someplace much warmer. She joins Chad every week. She's going to join me next on WCCO. Stay tuned. Dave Harrigan, spoiler alert, I got the soccer match up on my computer, but it must be way behind because I'm not even going to say anything now. Jamie Ukas joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Again, Adam in for Chad. We're thinking of Chad. Q suffered another seizure, and first one in a while, and Chad is with Q today. And Jamie, I know you pass along. You're such a good friend of Chad's, and you're sending him your well wishes today.
I do. I feel like it's been a little bit more frequent over the last year or so, and I hope they can figure out something better for him.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Certainly would rather have him in this chair. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did I hear too? It's like snowing there today, so there's
winter storm warning. That's what I was going to open. How much do you miss snowstorms?
I feel like this time of year, because you're coming up on Christmas, like a couple of them are fun. Exactly. But by the time you get to January 2nd, you're like, nope, I'm done.
That's exactly what I said to start the show. We love it right now. the pre-Christmas snowstorms, but as soon as the holidays are over, it's like, nope, I'm done with
forget
it.
Forget it. Also, like, and if it snows in April, then really forget about it. That last snowfall, usually around spring training time.
And it's the wet, heavy stuff late in March and April, and it's, yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's way too much.
No, you know, thank you. Don't miss that.
So remind me, had you left WCCO-TV prior to the the Philando Castile shooting?
I was actually anchoring CBS Morning that week. It was over the 4th of July, if I recall correctly, or at least that week. And I was filling in on the morning show, and I remember that happening and how it unfolded. And, I remember it clearly, but no, I was not in Minneapolis anymore.
The reason I bring that up is because Geronimo Yanis, who was the officer who shot and killed Philando, he was acquitted of the charges against him. Well, he was appealing, he's trying to become a substitute teacher, and the state teaching license board rejected his application, and the Minnesota Court of Appeals just this week said, told the education board to at least relook at the reasoning that they're not allowing him to become a teacher. And we just brought it up on the air, and I didn't want to, retry Geronimo Yanis, but my point was, we talk about second chances all the time. Second chances for people who've actually been convicted of crimes and served time. I feel like, okay, if he wants to be a teacher, again, I don't know Geronimo Yanis. I haven't talked to him about his reasoning for wanting to do that. But I assume, and maybe this is a bad assumption, but it's somebody who gets into teaching wants to do better, wants to help young people, gets into it for the right reasons. And I feel like, okay, if he's changing his life for the better like that, why shouldn't we give him a chance to do that?
Well, there was an argument at the time, too, I remember, that he was somebody who had gotten into being a police officer because he did want to help the community. And clearly, mm-hmm. Things went very wrong in that situation. But, if that truly is who he is, at the core of who he is as a person, then maybe teaching is something, that maybe he's learned some lessons himself. Maybe he could, get into classrooms and talk about some of the mistakes he's made. I also don't know the circumstances. I also find it interesting because Philando Castile did work within the same, was it the St. Paul School
District? St. Paul Schools. Yep. It was St. Paul School District.
So, I don't know. I would love to hear his motivations. Maybe he really learned from this or wanted to, does want to do better. But it's tricky, right? Because we put up all these rules in society. And I think things are ever changing mm-hmm. with just, where people are at. And, obviously, I think in Minnesota, it's pretty sensitive, considering the fact that there hasn't been a lot of police reform within either the Minneapolis or St. Paul Police Department from the outside, it mm-hmm. seems, in terms of some of the conversations that have happened. So I think there's probably a lot of sensitivity. This wasn't a one-time situation. Clearly we've had other incidents in Minnesota with mm-hmm. police officers and African-American men. So I don't know. I think it's a tricky situation, and that's probably – it's one that's probably more complicated than we even know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it leads back to the question of second chances for people, and you hope that people can actually rehabilitate themselves and do better. And I even thought that's the point too, is like, if he can get in a classroom and talk to little kids, especially little kids of color, and say, this is what happened. This is what happened that day. And this is what I did. And this is why I regret it. You wonder how that could be an education for kids, too.
Yeah, you don't know.
World Cup fever. How much if you can separate yourself.
You made a comment at the beginning. Now I'm like, should I be looking at the score or trying to watch what's going on?
Well, Dave spilled it. He talked in my headphones and said on the board, but I must be way behind then because I've got it up.
I must be behind, too, because I'm searching now. And you have it up live?
Yeah, I'm watching it, and no offense to you, but I've kind of got one eye on it as we talk, and it's still nil-nil in the parlance of soccer. It's still nil-nil. Separating,
well, no offense taken. This is, yeah.
Separating yourself from, FIFA and the actual real controversy surrounding where the tournament is and FIFA as the governing board of soccer, how much you personally are you getting into the World Cup?
I always think it's really fun. I find that the timing has been so interesting. It's like, I felt like over Thanksgiving, it was, do I want to watch an actual football game or do I want to watch soccer?
Yes.
I feel like in years past, when it's been held at different times, I've been way more into it than I necessarily have been this time around. I mean, specific games, sure, like this one in particular today.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of the political tensions, the two nations, all the, all the storyline of it, I'll be very interested. But, I haven't, to be completely transparent, I have not been as into it as I have in the past.
It is very interesting that it's during the holidays, that it's, it seems to me that you think about soccer at least early in the year or at least during the summertime, a summer sport, and it's this time of year having it on is unusual, but I would imagine it's probably good for the sport and good for the tournament because this is the time of year where people are gathering together and clearly watching stuff on
attention.
TV.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
How's your new
what's the score?
I still got 0-0 on my screen. I don't know. Maybe Dave's watching an old. Is Pele playing in the game that you're watching, Dave? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little old.
Is he watching the game from 24 years ago?
Could be.
I won't ruin it yet for you, Adam. I'm very excited for you to find out who did score.
Okay. I'll look forward to it.
I mean, it happened about 10 minutes ago on my TV, but no big deal. You're fine.
I can name one player, so if it's not that guy, I don't know who else it is. So Dave forwarded me this list, and you are a millennial, correct?
I'm the oldest millennial you can have.
And I'm one of the young.
1982.
Yeah, one of the younger Gen Xers. There's a list of stuff that millennials now aren't buying that their parents did, including one that is just a big story this week about houses, about how a lot of younger people are not buying houses. That used to be, okay, if you want to build wealth, you got to buy a house. You got to buy a house somewhere.
But
it's on some of the other things on this list are quite amusing. Doorbells. Did you know that millennials have eschewed doorbells?
Well, are they doing Ring cameras, though? I mean, they're doing something.
Well, it says here, of all the household standards millennials have killed, their general aversion to doorbells might be one of the few that it was actually intentional. Millennials have taken to avoiding the ear-piercing, anxiety-inducing ring of a doorbell by texting a simple "here" when they arrive at someone's home.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, I guess I do that, but I also know plenty of my friends who have Ring cameras that, they see the motion, or you can hit the button and it still is like a doorbell, right?
People who hate, if you have dogs, you hate doorbells. You don't want, because, if a family member, I'm urging family members when they come over, just walk in, just come in, because if you knock or you ring the doorbell, the dogs are going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, my little dog, Dottie, who, unfortunately passed away during COVID,
mm-hmm.
She didn't bark. And she was like the only dog I've ever known that when the doorbell went off, she'd just kind of look at me like, are you going to get that?
Dangerous attack dog. Very good guard dog.
She really was a good guard dog. But no, I know what you're talking about. And I could see that. And obviously millennials have been very into pets and dogs and that kind of thing. So it does seem like maybe that's part of it.
Jamie Yukis on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I haven't talked to you in a while. Now, you got a new gig, right? You're doing the morning show out there in Los Angeles?
Yes, it starts hopefully the 12th. We've got our fingers crossed. We're in rehearsals now. And so in between, I've been shooting some pieces for CBS Morning that'll be coming up. And then later today, I have a podcast for the CBS Morning Show. This new film, Inspection, The Inspection. Which was really fascinating and I think is coming out in a week or two to theaters. But it's about a queer homeless teenage boy who joins the Marines in order to get acceptance from his mother.
Oh.
And his mother kicked him out of the house because he was gay. Fascinating. I watched it last night. It really shows kind of the power of forgiveness and also camaraderie and where camaraderie can come in maybe what we consider unusual places. So, interested in talking to filmmaker Elegance Bratton later today.
Excellent. There's a lot of good movies coming out. The Spielberg movie, The Fablemans, that looks pretty good.
Yep.
And The Whale.
Yeah, it does.
I'm very excited to see The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
I want to see that too. I know. It's gotten so much hype and so much press around it. And he seems like such a good guy. So, I want to see it.
Well, we'll save some snow for you. Again, we have a winter storm warning. I'm sure you're missing it. But thank you so much for bringing some sunshine into our lives from Southern California. Always good to talk to you. Good to catch up with you, Jamie. Good.
I know. Take care of yourself. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you as well. Jamie Yukis on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. 150 now. News Talk 830 WCCO. 154, that's your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to save energy on Energy Efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows. So the U.S., as promised, up 1-0 in their World Cup match, their group stage match versus Iran. And, yeah, they got to win to move on. They can't, no more draws. They've got, they're 2-for-2 with draws. They drew with Wales, tied with England, and so they've got to beat Iran to move into the knockout stage, so it's called. But, yeah, you must be like 5 minutes ahead of me, but that's all right. I shouldn't be watching a TV when I'm doing a radio show anyway.
Yeah, shame on you. Shame on you for paying attention.
Lots to talk about next hour, including you're going to want to stick around because the topic next, we're going to talk about the scooters and the Nice Ride bikes. Now, the Nice Ride bikes were kind of the first salvo of community transportation that you use on your own in regards to bikes. Now we got scooters. We had the cars for a while. Do we still have those cars where you can just take a car and leave it somewhere? What do we call those?
The share car or something? I can't remember what they were called. Remember. But yeah, I think those are still a thing.
Okay. But so the Nice Ride, apparently some of the funding is running out for that. So we won't need a Nice Ride bike for longer. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to make an argument that we should keep the nice bikes and keep the scooters around, at least in the downtown areas. I just feel like that's something, let's put it this way, the cow is already out of the barn when it comes to how we move in downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I don't see us going back to the old ways. So I think if it's two wheels that you want to be riding on, I think you should have the opportunity to do that. So we'll discuss that coming up. Also, very funny clip from the Jimmy Fallon show about the varying degrees of Bob Dylan, who I'm told is from Minnesota. I'll have to confirm that during the break. Lots coming up. Adam in for Chad on this snowy Tuesday. The latest on the roads and the weather and the news coming up after CBS. Stay tuned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.